You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Anybody here seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone?
It is, of course, Martin Luther King Jr. Day today, and we're joined by Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our Takeaway sports contributor, and we'll get to the sports in just a moment. But, you know, I want to reflect on the day and the conversation that we just had with Senator Wofford. You know, there's a lot of discussion this year, especially perhaps because of the memorial, perhaps because of all the divisions in Washington, over whether or not we're actually remembering the mission of Martin Luther King or we're just remembering the man. What do you think?
I think that we live in a time when there's a lot of visible equality, and there's also there's a sense that people can do more. And for example, governments have a responsibility. Individuals and civic institutions have a responsibility. And I think that what we're hearing more now, saying people need to focus on this a little bit more, focus on his mission, is really focusing on the fact that every sector of society has something to do with upholding the legacy that King was espousing. And really, because that legacy really connects back to the experiment that is the democracy in the United States. So I think right now we're starting to get a sense from all different angles, from the private sector, public sector, civic sector, what is my responsibility? What am I supposed to be doing? Or we're hearing, people not even thinking about it.
Right. Well, we want our listeners to think about it, and we want you to tell us what you think is the legacy of Dr. King and how you think this day, I guess, is best celebrated by service or just commemorating Martin Luther King's life. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Okay, so let's get on to what we really brought you here for, which is sports and a very exciting and in some ways pretty surprising weekend, especially this game.
They're going for it all. The pass is caught for the touchdown. Unbelievable. Hakeem Nicks.
All right, that pass is what Hail Mary was invented for, right? That's Joe Buck on Fox describing Eli Manning. At the end of the first half, the New York Giants take down the number one seed, the defending champions, Green Bay Packers, 37-20. How happy are you, Ibrahim?
In my house, my wife is a Green Bay Packers fan,
oh,
and I am a Giants fan. So I was told if the Giants win, then I'm sleeping on the couch for 3 weeks. So
you're on the couch.
I don't know how happy I am exactly. Yeah,
you're on the couch. But could the Giants win the Super Bowl?
There's no question the Giants can win. The reason why is the same reason why they won yesterday. It's they're typically very tough against teams that they've lost to before in the regular season. They lost to Green Bay in a very tough game in the regular season. And they lost to the 49ers in the regular season. So there's a very good chance that they will come back again. They're well coached. Tom Coughlin is very good at preparing his teams for big games. They could end up beating the 49ers. It's going to be a tough game, but they can definitely do it.
Well, does this mean that the Packers kind of fell apart? Aaron Rodgers and his beloved Packers? Is that what that means, that they peaked too soon?
The Packers were out of sync, and I think you saw that a week off didn't necessarily bode well. They got a bye week because they were the number one seed because they had the best record. So they got to rest their starters, they got to relax a little bit, and I think that relaxing got them out of sync and out of rhythm, and that's why they were misfiring. They had tons of drop passes, and they just didn't look like they were on their game.
Well, Eli Manning said that his team is playing its best games later in the season, which he says is working for them, but you could also say the same thing about the 49ers, who are playing the game against New Orleans was incredibly exciting. So these two teams, that could be an amazing matchup.
Well, this weekend, the 49ers game, the 49ers and New Orleans Saints, they played. The Saints just turned the ball over consistently. But in the last 3 minutes and 55 seconds, there were some of the four lead changes. That's incredible. It was the most unbelievable last couple of minutes in NFL history almost.
Really?
And Alex Smith, who was a quarterback that was chosen over getting Aaron Rodgers, who's a quarterback for Green Bay, 49ers chose him. He was kind of a bust, and he really redeemed himself this weekend.
All right. So you think, who comes out of that game? Do we even know?
Well, I'm going to pick the Giants in that particular game. There's no question.
You're already sleeping on the couch.
49ers have a defense.
The 49ers have a great defense. However, again, I'll say it again. The Giants rarely lose to teams twice in a season. They have a really good way of really adjusting and fixing what they do. So I think I'm going to pick the Giants for that one.
All right. So let's go over to Denver and Tim Tebow. Tom Brady in this game had more touchdowns in the first half than Tim Tebow had completions in the whole game. So let's take a look back at Tebow's season. What is the when you finally tally up the whole thing? What do we say about this quarterback?
Well, he's a work in progress. I think that's the first thing you say. He developed and he made progress throughout the entire season.
Four of his last five games.
He's got an incredible heart. Tim Tebow's got an incredible heart. He really rallies his team up, team together. And I think what you need to do is figure out, is he the guy going forward? They really have to answer that question because right now, you know, they've committed, they're locked in, but there might be some room to bring in someone else and operate with Tebow as sort of a sometimes quarterback and not all the time quarterback.
So that's what he needs to work on for next season, consistency.
I would say, there's no question. He's the most confident person on the field. That's what Tim Tebow brings. He never thinks he's going to lose. Even when they're down by 40 points, he thinks he's going to figure out a way to win the game. You need that energy in your locker room. You need to keep him part of the team.
All right. Well, in the AFC, Baltimore obviously over Houston. And is this a team in terms of the Baltimore Ravens that is also counting on its defense to carry it through?
This is going to be a classic matchup between the Ravens and the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. You're going to have defense versus overwhelming offense that the Patriots bring to the table. This is exactly what you want to see in a high level game. Right now I think the New England Patriots are frightening. Bill Belichick traditionally was a defensive coach. Every now and then he comes out and he shows that he's a defensive minded coach and he gets his defensive team organized and that's what they proved last week against the Broncos. I think they're going to do it against the Ravens and they're going to go to the Super Bowl
It seems to me like this particular postseason is a pretty good one for the NFL.
It's also good. I mean, if you look on Facebook, if you look on Twitter, you have people following the NFL playoffs that you didn't even think followed sports.
Or cared.
Exactly. I think it's amazing. It's like this. So maybe it's people completely tuning out the presidential race and they're totally focusing in on football. But this is so
interesting theory.
Capturing America's imagination.
And perhaps if the Giants win it all, maybe you'll get off the couch.
I think it's going to be Giants against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And as much as I'm a Giants fan, I don't know if it's going to turn out the same way it did in 2007.
Oh, that's Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Cautiously and secretly saying the Patriots may end up
secretly,
as the champs.
Yeah. Yeah. Secretly.
On air.
Yeah. No one will ever hear it. It's on the takeaway.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports Contributor. Thanks, Ibrahim.
Hey, good morning.